今天的题目是在受苦中的人面前长篇大论。
The topic of today's preaching is
a new word.
Haranguing before a person who is suffering.
首先我请秀清姐妹来读今天的两段经文。
约伯记第四章一到十一节，提曼人以利法回答说，人若想与你说话，你就厌烦吗？但谁能忍住不说呢？你素来教导许多的人，又坚固软弱的手，你的言语曾扶住那将要跌倒的人，你又使软弱的心稳固。但现在祸患临到你，你就昏迷，挨近你，你便惊惶。你的依靠不是在你敬畏神吗？你的盼望不是在你行事纯正吗？请你追想，无辜的人有谁灭亡？正直的人在何处剪除？按我所见，跟罪孽中毒害的人都照样收割，神一出气，他们就灭亡，神一发怒，他们就消没。狮子的吼叫和猛狮的声音尽都止息，少壮狮子的牙齿也都敲掉，老狮子因绝食而死，母狮之子也都离散。再接下来是第八章一到二十二节，舒雅人比勒回答说，这些话你要说到几时？口中的言语如狂风，要到几时呢？神岂能偏离公平？全能者岂能偏离公义？或者你的儿女得罪了他，他使他们受报应，你若殷勤地寻求神，向全能者恳求，你若清洁正直，他必定为你起来，使你公义的居所兴旺。你起初虽然微小，终究必胜发达。请你拷问前代，追念他们的列祖所查究的，我们不过从昨日才有，一无所知。我们在世的日子好像影儿，他们岂不指教你，告诉你从心里发出言语来呢？蒲草没有泥岂能发长？芦荻没有水岂能生发？上青的时候还没有割下，比白样的草先枯槁。凡忘记神的人情况也是这样，不敬虔人的指望要灭没，他所仰赖的必折断，他所倚靠的是蜘蛛网。他要倚靠房屋，房屋却站立不住，他要抓住房屋，房屋却不能存留。他在日光之下发青，蔓子爬满了园子，他的根盘绕石堆，扎入石地。他若从本地被拔出，那地就不认识他，说我没有见过你。看哪，这就是他道中之乐，以后必另有人从地而生。神必不丢弃完全人，也不扶助邪恶人，他还要以喜乐充满你的口，以欢呼充满你的嘴。恨恶你的要披戴惭愧，恶人的帐篷必归于无有。谢谢。
那约伯的三位朋友以利法、比勒达还这个索法，听说有灾难临到约伯的身上。
So the three friends of Job, who is Philifax the Temanite, Bildad the Shehite, and Sophar, have heard that there are calamities that have come upon Job.
他们就从远方而来。
So they came from faraway places.
目的就是要来看他。
And the purpose is to come and see him.
给他安慰和鼓励。
To give him comfort and encouragement.
那当他们看到叶伯这个凄惨的状况的时候。
And as they saw how bad Job's condition is.
他们就感到非常的悲伤。
They were greatly grieved.
放声大哭。
And they wept.
那不仅如此，他们还撕破他们的外袍。
They also torn their outer coating.
把这个尘土往天上扬。
And they stir up the dust.
飘落在自己的头上。
So the dust can come upon them.
来表示心里极度的悲伤。
To show how bad they feel.
那过后他们就陪同叶伯坐在地上。
And after that they sat on the ground with Job.
一言不发度过那个漫长的七天七夜。
They did not speak for 7 days and 7 nights.
那根据叶伯记第三章的记载。
And according to Job chapter 3.
叶伯因此不能够承受那个痛苦的折磨。
Job cannot stand anymore the torture of his suffering.
他就开口咒诅自己的生日。
He began to curse his own birthday.
那他认为一个人如果能够死里得安息比活着受苦来得更好。
He felt that if he can just die and be rested, it would be better than to be alive and suffering.
那过后，叶伯的三个朋友就打破这个沉默，开口说话。
And after that, the three friends began to open their mouth and speak.
我们可以从叶伯记第四章到第二十七章这段经文里面。
And from chapter 4 to chapter 27 of Job.
我看到叶伯如何为了他所受的苦，与他三位朋友做了三个回合的争辩。
We can see how Job argued in three rounds with his friends.
然后这三个回合的争辩中，一共有18个讲论。
And in the three rounds of argument, there are 18 theories.
那这些讲论的内容主要是针对神的公义。
And these theories basically talk about the righteousness of God.
这个道德的次序。
The order of morality.
罪带来的那种报应。
And the consequence of sin.
为什么恶人兴旺等等的这些问题。
And question about why the bad people flourishes.
今天我们要来探讨这个以利法跟比勒达对叶伯的看法所做出的这个回应。
So today we're going to look at the response from Eliphaz and also Bildad.
那除此之外我们也要来探讨他们对这个神公义道德次序的这个讲解。
And we also want to look at their understanding of God's justice and also the order of moral.
他们如何使用这个神学的原则来解释叶伯所面对的痛苦的问题。
They try to explain with theology why Job is suffering.
所以这些原则就是在今天早上这个大纲里面一共有五个原则。
There are 5 principles that are listed in your handout.
第一个原则就是经得起考验的信仰。
The first principle is the faith that stood the test.
那叶伯记刚才我们读那段经文第四章记载了以利法第一个回合的争辩第一个回应。
So in chapter 4 of Job, we just heard the response and the argument of Eliphaz.
以利法这个名字它含有这个神就是金的意思。
The name Eliphaz means God is gold.
他是住在以东一带的一个提曼人。
He lives in Eden and he is a Temanite.
三个朋友当中他年纪最大。
And among the three friends, he's the oldest.
他的人生经历最丰富。
He has the most experience.
神学修养也最优秀。
And he has the best theology.
口才最好。
He also is very articulate.
所以他是第一个发言的人。
So he's the first one to speak.
所以他最喜欢用这个修辞问句来访问叶伯。
He loves to use a rhetorical questions to ask Job.
一有机会就教训他。
And whenever there's a chance, he'll teach him.
所以在耶伯记第四章第二节到第四节说
So in Job chapter 4, 2 to 4 it says
人若想与你说话你就厌烦吗但谁能忍不住说呢你素来教训许多人又坚固软弱的手你的言语曾扶住那将要跌倒的人你又使软弱的膝坚而稳固
If one ventures a word with you, will you be impatient? Yet, who can keep from speaking? Behold, you have instructed many, and you have strengthened the weak hands. Your words have upheld him who was stumbling, and you have made firm the feeble knees.
所以人若想与你说话，你就厌烦吗？这个是一个修辞问句的一个问题。
So the rhetorical question here is,If one ventures a word with you, will you be impatient?
耶伯在这个时候显然不能够承受别人的讲话。
So Job at this point in his life, he cannot stand anybody speaking to him.
可是对于以利法来说，他却忍不住很想开口发表他的意见。
But to Eliphaz, he just cannot keep himself from talking to him.
那可能你见过好像以利法那种人。
So maybe you have met someone just like Eliphaz.
忍不住开口发表自己的意见。
Cannot help but speak his own mind.
那以利法虽然他知道这个时刻耶伯不能够忍受别人的安慰还有劝导。
So even though Eliphaz at this time, he know that Job cannot stand anybody talking about their own old
opinion. 可是他忍不住要开口发言。
But he cannot help himself.
所以有一位圣经学者叫做肯大卫说。
So, there is a biblical theologian, David Kleins, he said.
他说软弱的人对着另外一个软弱的人。
When a weak is facing another weak.
叶伯的软弱是连一句话都听不进去。
Job's weakness is he cannot hear a word other people say.
而以利法的软弱却压不住心急想要讲话的那种冲动。
And the weakness of Eliphaz is that he cannot control himself from speaking his mind.
所以以利法肯定耶伯他曾经帮助过不少人。
So here, Eliphaz have confirmed that Job had helped other people.
一共有四方面。
There are four areas.
第一，他说耶伯曾经教导过人。
First of all, Job has instructed others.
第二，叶伯曾经坚固那些软弱的手。
Secondly, he had strengthened others.
第三，叶伯曾经扶住那些情绪低落的人。
Third, his hand have upheld those who are depressed.
第四，叶伯曾经使这些软弱的膝得到坚固，使跌倒的人得到勉励。
And fourthly, he had made firm the feeble knees is to help those who have stumbled.
那以利法知道叶伯是一个善良的人，懂得怎样去被教导扶助别人的一个人。
So Eliphaz understand that Job is a kind, man who knows how to help and strengthen others.
所谓教导就是教导别人怎么做人，还有怎么在这个信神。
And in the instruction that Job is given, it is talking about their faith and also how to live a life towards God.
尤其是教导人在困难的日子里面怎么信靠神，还有过一个这个敬虔的生活。
Especially those who are having difficulties in their lives, how to rely on God and wait upon God.
以利法晓得叶伯的心情很低落，因此他就鼓励他说。
And Eliphaz understand that Job is very depressed at that point, and so that's why he told him.
但现在 祸患临到你，你就昏迷；哀近你，你便惊慌。你的依靠不是在你敬畏神吗？你的盼望不是在你行事纯正吗？
But now it has come to you, and you are impatient. It touches you, and you are dismayed. Is not your fear of God your confidence, and the integrity of your ways your hope?
所以这个字但啊、是一个对比词、带着这个强调的语气。
This word but is a contrast word, and it bring along stress in it.
所以以利法认为耶伯他在受苦之前还受苦之中是两个不同的人。
Eliphaz thinks that the Job before and the Job after the difficulties are two different persons.
而以前耶伯喜欢帮助人。
The one before, the Job before the difficulty loves to help people.
但是他现在却自身难保。
But now he cannot even protect himself.
那以前他是一位良医。
The Job before loves to help people.
那今天他却成为一个哀怨的一个病人。
But today he is a complaining patient.
所以以利法采用这个昏迷这个词来形容耶伯的心情。
So Eliphaz used this word impatient to describe Job.
所以昏迷这个词句含有这个烦怨的意思。
The word impatient includes feeling of annoyance.
也就是表示心里面很烦乱，不能够接受别人的安慰。
And it shows that Job is confused and is disorderly.
所以在这节经文讲到，人若想与你说话，你就烦怨吗？但谁能忍住不说呢？
So here it says, if one ventures a word with you, will you be impatient? Yet who can keep from speaking?
所以英文翻译到比较正确， impatient 啊，有没有？有时候我们处在这个状况里面。
So the English translation is a little bit more appropriate. It says impatient.
那除此之外，我们也看到耶伯他的心情感到惊慌。
And besides that, we can see that Job also is feeling a lot of fear in his heart.
那显示到他心里面感到恐惧，而且情绪也不稳定。
He's frightful and he's unstable.
那其实在耶伯记21章第6节也有描述到他的心情。
Here in Job 21 verse 6 describes how he feels.
我每逢思想，心就惊慌，灰身战尽。
When I remember, I am dismayed, and shuddering seizes my flesh.
以利法认为耶伯过去有好的表现。
Eliphaz thinks that Job was doing good before.
是因为他坚持敬畏神，而且行事端正。
It's because he insists on fearing God and doing the right thing.
那因此神祝福他与他同在。
And that's why God blessed him and was with him.
这个是第一个原则。
So this is the first principle.
然后第二个原则是人种什么就收什么。
The second one is whatever one sows, one will also reap.
那以利法向耶伯讲解神在世上所设立的这个公义次序。
So Eliphaz was explaining to Job how God has set up the system of justice.
那他希望耶伯能够明白神在这个世上施行这个公义的次序的那个真理。
He was hoping that Job would understand the truth about the order of justice.
所以以利法认为神不会，绝对不会亏待那些无辜的人，还有敬畏他的人。
So Eliphaz think that God would not knowingly cause any harm to the ones who fear him and also who is upright.
所以在这两节经文说，请你追问，无辜的人有谁灭亡？正直的人在何处剪除？按我所见，跟罪孽中毒害的人都照样收割。
Remember, who that was innocent ever perished? Or where were the upright cut off? As I have seen, those who plow iniquity and sow trouble reap the same.
那以利法认为神是一位公义的神。
So Eliphaz think that God is a just God.
啊，神在世上设立这个公义的秩序。
God has established the order of justice on earth.
啊，他相信人种什么就收什么。
He think that whatever one sows, one will reap.
无辜的人不会灭亡。
Those who are innocent will not perish.
啊，正直的人也不会剪除。
And those who are upright will not be cut off.
所谓灭亡或者被剪除，是指一个人遭遇患难的时候而死亡。
The word perish and cut off, is talking about death.
那神在世上设立这个公义的制度。
God has established the system of justice on earth.
当人按照这个制度行事的时候，将会带来良好的后果。
And if you live by the system, then you're going to be fine.
人种什么，收什么，这个是从古到今不变的一个道理。
Whatever you sow, you will also reap is an age-long, truth that has not changed.
神应许保守那些敬畏他的人，遵行他旨意的人。
So God will protect those who live according to his will.
恶人必有恶报。
And the bad will receive bad consequence.
如果没有报，因为时间还没有到。
And if you have not received the consequences, because it is not time yet.
所以在这段经文，以利法说。
So here, Eliphaz said.
神一出去，他们就灭亡；神一发怒，他们就灭没。
By the breath of God they perish, and by the blast of his anger they are consumed.
啊，狮子的吼叫和猛狮的声音尽都止息，少壮狮子的牙齿也都敲掉，老狮子因绝食而死，母狮之子也都离散。
The roar of the lion, the voice of the fierce lion, the teeth of the young lions are broken. The strong lion perishes for lack of prey.And the cubs of the lioness are scattered.
所以我们在这段经文里面，我看到狮子、猛狮、少壮狮子、老狮子、母狮之子，搞清楚吗
？So here there is lion, fierce lion, young lions, strong lions, and cubs of lioness.
那这五个名词啊，说明不同年龄、性别、性情的狮子来代表那些恶人。家里不同阶级的啊成员。
So all these lions represent the different age, sex, character of the members of the bad people's family.
那如果神施行他的审判，没有一个恶人不会灭亡。
And if God brings his judgment, not one bad person will stand.
所以当恶人行恶的时候，他们好像那个狮子躲在那个树林里面。
So when a bad person is trying to do something bad, it's just like they are hiding in the thickest.
啊，等候做要猎捕那些弱小的动物。
To try to prey on the smaller animal.
啊，他们躲藏起来，等待要攻击别人。
They hide themselves in order to attack others.
恶人作恶，但是神必使他们声音止息，牙齿都被敲掉。
So the bad people will one day face God's judgment. God is going to consume them, or their teeth will be broken.
那以致他们离散而被饿死。
They will either perish.From lack of prey, or they are scattered.
那尽管恶人行恶，他们最后没有好的下场。
So even though the bad people are doing all this, at the end they will not be able to stand.
所以以赛亚书第五章第二十九节说，他们要吼叫像母狮子，爆笑像少壮狮子，他们要爆笑凿刺啊，坦然沟去，无人救回。
So in Isaiah it says, arrow roaring is like a lion. Like young lions they roar. They growl and seize their prey. They carry it off and none can rescue.
所以我们看到这个大纲里面第三个原则，神必兴旺义人的家。
So the third principle here is that God shall prosper the house of the righteous.
所以以利法是一个第一个开口 回应耶伯的人。
So Eliphaz is the first one to speak in response.
那第二个开口回应耶伯是比勒达。
And the second one in response is Bildad.
啊，比勒达他的性情很坦直。
Bildad has a very straightforward personality.
所以他说话的时候不会转弯抹角。
When he speaks, he does not kind of just
merry-go-round.
he's not sure about what he's going to say.
啊，他的说服力很强的。
He's very persuasive.
啊，就好像以利法一样。
Just like Eliphaz.
啊，他也相信世上一切公义道德的秩序。也是神所设立的。
He also believed that there is a system and order of justice and moral.
所以比勒达听见耶伯在埋怨神，就很不客气地跟他说。
And so when Bildad heard of Job's complaining about God, he said,
他说这些话你要说到几时？口中的言语如狂风要到几时呢？
He said, how long will you say these things, and the words of your mouth be a great wind?
那神岂能偏离公平？全能者岂能偏离公义？
Does God pervert justice, or does the Almighty pervert the right?
耶伯因为受苦，因此他埋怨神。
Because Job was suffering, and therefore he complained about God.
所以在六章第四节说，因全能者的箭射入我身，其毒我的灵喝尽了，神的惊喝摆阵攻击我。
So in Job 6:4 he says, For the arrows of the Almighty are in me, my spirit drinks their poison, the terrors of God are arrayed against me.
那在这节经文里面，耶伯又自我可怜地对神说，
And Job continued to self-pity, and he talked to God.
他说：“我厌弃性命，不厌永活。你任凭我吧，因我的日子都是虚空。”
I loathe my life. I would not live forever. Leave me alone, for my days are breath.
那比勒达看见耶伯在埋怨。
So Bildad saw that Job was complaining.
所以他就以这个狂风的比喻来批评耶伯。
So he used the example of mighty wind to talk to Job.
啊，认为耶伯说话冲动。
He think that Job is quick to the tongue.
啊，他的性情又急躁。
And he's quick-tempered.
所以比勒达在这里说，神岂能偏离公平？全能者岂能偏离公义？
So here he told Job, does God pervert justice, or does the Almighty pervert the right?
这比勒达说神是绝对公义的。
So Bildad said God is just.
他绝对不会偏离这个公平。
He will not pervert justice.
可是既然神是公义的神，
And since God is just,
那耶伯身为一个义人，
God, Job as a righteous man.
为什么他会受苦呢？
Why is he suffering?
那对于这个问题，比勒达在这里说。
And so to answer this question, Bildad said.
他说，或者你的儿女得罪了他，他使他们受报应。
If your children have sinned against him, he has delivered them into the hand of their transgression.
你若殷勤地寻求神，向全能者恳求，你若清洁正直，他必定你，为你起来，使你公义的居所兴旺。你起初虽然微小，终究必审发达。
If you will seek God and plead with the Almighty for mercy, if you are pure and upright, surely then He will rouse Himself for you and restore your rightful habitation. And though your beginning was small, your later days will be very great.
所以比勒达他说，耶伯受苦，或者是他的儿女犯了罪。
So Bildad thought that maybe Job's suffering is because His children sinned.
所以比勒达认为耶伯受苦可能是这个原因。
So Bildad thought maybe it's because of this.
所以在这段经文里面，我们看到比勒达 提出一个假设，还有一个建议。
So through the scripture, Bildad had talked about an assumption, also a suggestion.
啊，假设既然叶伯认为自己没有罪。
The assumption is if Job thinks that he's innocent.
那他受苦的原因跟他的儿女有关系。
Then there must be a relationship between his suffering and his children.
啊，他不只讲那个假设，他有一个建议。
Not only did he assume, he also have a suggestion.
啊，他的建议说，如果叶伯肯承认自己的罪。
The suggestion is if Job will admit to his sin.
那说不定神会赦免他的罪。
Then maybe God will forgive him of his sin.
啊，再次复兴他的家业，还有他的家庭。
And once again restore his family and his business.
所以比勒达他也相信神必定会执行他公义的秩序。
And so Bildad also believed that there is an order in God's justice.
那么即使叶伯是一个没有犯罪的人。
And actually, Job did not sin.
那一定是他的儿女犯了罪。
Then it must be the sin of his children.
但是比勒达这个假设也有问题。
But this assumption of Bildad has a problem.
就是他并没有发现任何有关叶伯犯罪或者他儿女犯罪那种证据。
He has no proof of Job's sin or the children's sin.
啊，尽管如此，比勒达还是提出一个建议。
Nevertheless, he still has a suggestion.
就是如果叶伯肯承认自己的罪。
Is that if Job will admit that he sinned?
那神必会复兴他，复兴他，而且赐福给他。
Then God will restore him.
说实在的，这个建议对叶伯来说没有任何的意义。
Actually, when you look at it, this suggestion has no meaning to Job.
因为叶伯受苦，对他犯罪或者他儿女犯罪没有任何的关系。
Because there is no relationship between why Job is suffering and whether he sinned or his children sinned.
然后我们看第四个原则。
The fourth principle.
啊，正规又传统的教导。
Orthodox and traditional teaching.
那比勒达他又说，请你拷问前代，追思他们的列祖所查究的。我们不过从昨日才有一无所知，我们在世的日子好像影儿，他们岂不指教你，告诉你从心里发出言语来吗？
For inquire please by bygone ages and consider what the fathers have searched out, for we are but of yesterday and know nothing, for our days on earth are a shadow. Will they not teach you and tell you and utter words out of their understanding?
这个好像我们华人说不听老人言，什么下句什么是古在眼前哦。所以我们看到比勒达以这个传统的，你要翻译吗？
So this is like an old Chinese idiom. If you don't listen to the elders, then you're going to suffer.
所以我们看到这个比勒达以这个传统的教导来讲解神公义秩序这个道理。
So we can see that Bildad used the traditional teaching to try to explain God's justice.
啊，比勒达认为人生很短暂。
Bildad think that life is short.
好像这个影儿一下子就消失掉。
Just like a shadow is going to be gone in a minute.
啊，加上人的知识还有人的那种经历也很有限。
And there's also man's knowledge and experience are limited.
啊，不能够帮助一个人去了解人所面对那种苦难。
And it cannot help a person explain the difficulties they're facing.
啊，因此人必须要以从祖先的传统来思想这个人生的问题。
So man must think from traditional or from the ancestral teaching the meaning of life.
所以比勒达说人不要自以为是。
So Bildad said, don't think highly of yourself.
总要从古人的教训来思想人生那个道理。
think from teachings you have received before the meaning of life.
因为古人的教训是根据历史的教训，还有人生的知识，还有他们的经历。
Because the teachings from traditional teaching and teaching from before is according to history and according to their own understanding and experience.
所以根据这段经文最后那句，他说古人的教训是来自心里的。
So in the very last phrase of this passage, it says that the teaching comes from their own understanding.
那心是代表思想还有这个理性的一个中心。
The heart represent their understanding and also their understanding.
然后最后第五个原则啊，自然中稳定的次序。
The fifth principle here it says it is stable order in nature.
那比勒达他认为这个大自然井井有条这种现象可以说明神公义的次序，还有神存在那个事实。
So Bildad said the order in nature tells us about God's order in justice and also that there is a God who is in existence.
所以在耶伯记第八章第十一节到第十二节说，
So in Job 8:11-12 it says,
他说蒲草没有泥岂能发展？
Can papyrus grow where there is no marsh?
芦荻没有水，岂能生发
？Can reeds flourish where there is no water？
躺青的时候还没有割下，比百样的草先枯高。
While yet in flower and not cut down, they wither before any other plant。
所以比勒达采用这个蒲草和这个芦荻来说明这个因果的这个原则。
So Bildad here uses papyrus and reeds to talk about cause and consequence.
蒲草没有泥土不会生长的。
So papyrus will not grow where there is no marsh.
芦荻没有水也不会生长。
Reeds will not grow where there is no water.
同样的道理，如果一个人忘记神。
Same thing, if a person forget about God.
就好像这些没有泥土的蒲草或者没有水的芦荻一样。
They will be just like this papyrus without marsh and the reeds without water.
很快就会枯干了。
And they will wither quickly.
所以在第八章第十三节他说凡忘记神的人景况也是这样，不敬虔的人的指望要灭没。
And here it says, such are the paths of all who forget God, and the hope of the godless shall perish.
那最后比勒达在这两节经这段经文这么说。
And then lastly, he continued.
他说神必不丢弃完全人，也不扶助邪恶人。
Behold, God will not reject a blameless man, nor take the hand of evildoers.
他还要以嬉笑充满你的口，以欢呼充满你的嘴。
He will yet fill your mouth with laughter and your lips with shouting.
恨恶你的要披戴惭愧，恶人的帐篷必归于无有。
Those who hate you will be clothed with shame, and the tent of the wicked will be no more.
所以在这里我们看到两个对比。
So here we can see two contrasts.
神不丢弃那些完全人，他会在苦难中也会坚固他们。
God will not reject a blameless man, and He will help them in the midst of difficulty.
那相对的，神不会扶助那些作恶的人，也不在他受苦的时候坚固他们。
And in contrast, God will not take the hand of the evildoers, nor will He help them in the midst of difficulty.
神必会赐平安和喜乐给义人。
God will give peace and joy to the righteous.
那相对的，恶人必会感到羞耻。
And in contrast, the evildoers will feel shame.
义人的家将会兴旺。
The house of the righteous will flourish.
恶人将会最后一无所有。
And the evildoers will have nothing in the end.
所以今早上我们看到这个以利法跟比勒达 以这个五个原则来教导和教训在受苦中的叶伯。
So this morning we see how Eliphaz and Bildad use five principles to teach Job about suffering.
这些原则看起来都很好。
These principles seem good.
而且没有错。
They seem like they are right.
你想错在哪里？
What do you think they're wrong at?
那可能有一天你会面对好像以利法或者比利达所面对的。
So one day you may face someone like Eliphaz or Bildad.
当你的朋友或者你的亲人遇到这个苦难的时候，你应当怎么做？
What would you do if one day your family or your friend faces this difficulty?
那有一次这个英国的女王维多利亚王统治的时候。
And once during Queen Victoria's reign,
他听到有一位普通的劳工的妻子失去了自己的婴儿。
She heard that the wife of a common laborer had lost her baby.
他自己本身也曾经经历过极大的悲伤。
And having experienced deep sorrow herself.
那因此他就表现出他自己的同情。
She felt moved to express her sympathy.
那有一天他就叫这个失去婴儿的妇女来。
So one day she called that bereaved woman to come.
跟他在一起。
And spend some time with her.
所以当这位女王离开之后，
After the queen left,
那邻居就问这位妇女，
The neighbors asked this woman,
女王说了些什么？
What did the queen say?
没什么。
Nothing, she said.
这位悲伤的母亲说，
This grieving mother said,
她只抓住我的手，我们默默地一起哭泣。
She simply put her hands on mine and we silently wept.
所以当有人受苦的时候，
So when someone is suffering,
我们是否应当好像以利法或者比勒达一样？
Are we going to be like Eliphaz or Bildad?
长篇大论的发言。
To express our own,
You forgot that word?
What? The haggering? Haringering?
这个是我最近学到的一个最新的一个英文字。
This is a new word for me.
长篇大论，英文翻译成 haringuing, 是吗？对不对？ Haringuing.
Haranguing.
Haranguing? Haranguing. 所以有人受苦的时候，
So when someone is suffering,
我们是否应当好像以利法或者比勒达一样？
Should we be like Eliphaz or Bildad?
长篇大论的发表自己的意见。
And haringing.
新约圣经罗马书第十二章第十五节说，
The New Testament Romans 12:15 said,
以喜乐的人同要同乐，以哀哭的人要同哭。
Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep.
求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
让我们安静在神的面前，用一点时间来思想今天的信息。
Let's come before the Lord and meditate on today's message.
亲爱的父神，求你帮助我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, please help us.
帮助我们做一个有怜悯心的一个人。
Help us to have mercy in our heart.
当我们看到别人受苦的时候，
As we see others suffering,
求主帮助我们做一个怜悯的人。
Help us to have mercy.
因为你曾经怜悯过我们。
Because you have mercy on us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.